Alright, now good afternoon to you guys. If you join up, you guys are great. Alright, now good evening. Alright, I was up all day. I've not been able to sleep. Alright, now I want to say thank you again, but because of Jesus, by Christ Jesus, only through Jesus, only by Jesus, only by Jesus. China has again reiterated they will accept my offer on the face. Does that make sense? The United States cried all day. The United States screamed all day. The United States begged all day. And by Jesus, the United States got shut down. Not anti-America, I'm anti-butthole. There's a difference. It said that, you know, the fact that we and China have came to an agreement, the United States is excluded, right? Yeah, the United States is blocked even with the stop on nothing to the United States. People saw stuff stacked up against you already. These buttholes, like, you know, want to allow wild to be so racist and rotten like T.D. Jakes them. All right, now that's the way right now. So you're going to allow for wild, weaponize my gender, weaponize my race by your admission, right? John this, John that, and woman this and woman that. And on top of that, make you a wall and just be riding this shit in, trying to justify riding this, trying to justify trying to steal, trying to justify your own stupidity. You can't go to seven continents. You can't go extract your own fraud. Does that make sense right now? The devil is a liar. But basically, the odds are stacked against me overwhelmingly to fail. Do you understand that? All right, now that's for the Lord. But by Christ Jesus, because of Christ Jesus in front of the entire world, the Lord not only pull you up by the bootstraps, the Lord Jesus not only pull you up by the bootstraps, and the Lord Jesus also causes you to succeed. The stuff is deliberately set up against you in this racist, horrible, horribly misogynistic country, you still had jackasses that tried to beg. What did they tell you, asses, right? As far as China is concerned, all right, they'll say, yes, I can go to China. The fact that the two of us have reached an agreement, me and China, the United States has nothing more to say to it, right? That old clown-ass racist in that White House. All right, no, that's why he cried and he screamed all day. They told that old piece of shit they ain't staying at 9 centimeter, right? I am happy, God, when I go to China to go to the banker right now. I don't think the Chinese people get it. See, and I say it right now to reiterate that offer. And they said they accepted $100 billion to Xi Jinping. And right now, his wife and his family, they were talking about giving them some trillions of dollars to the United States. These assholes are so right. It's not your money, right? You can't miss what's not yours. It was never the United States money. I don't have to say it was never the United States money. See, they knew it was not their money. They just thought they could steal it, right? I don't break bread with racism. People like T.D. Jakes for that matter either, right? Now, that's what you want to feel about me. By Jesus' blood and his goodness and his favor, the Chinese people did take my offer. They said it. They said, how do we tell her yes? How do we say yes to her? Because we want to accept this. How do we say yes? And the United States cried and screamed all day, okay, all right. I know. I want to thank China. The offer is accepted. Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, his wife and family, they get $100 billion to do what they see fit with. The Chinese, the entity of the Chinese government get $25 trillion. That's 20 times more the United States has made in its lifespan. The Chinese government officials that work for Xi Jinping's government, does that make sense right now in China? Or they be cooks or top executives or right now, or genders, but they work for the government in that capacity. They would get $25 billion a split. You cannot exclude somebody based on their class or their race. Or you know, whatever their job is, does that make sense right now? So that wouldn't be right. So, therefore, they get $25 billion to split from top to bottom, and you got $5,000 each, God willing, for every Chinese citizen, you know, in China, you know, in Hong Kong. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's Florida right now. But United States got told again, what did China said all day, how do we accept the offer? I know, thank you guys. Okay, offer accepted. I'm on my way over there. Basically, I'm going to get off the plane and go straight to the bank in China. I'm going to make some transfers while I'm over there in my hotel, and as soon as some bank transfers, and as soon as I use my money with my information, I'm going to start writing checks. I just want a debit card. Let me see what I want. I want a debit card issued by my bank, Barclays. I want the debit card, and I want my banking information, right? My account information, that's it. And some check, and a checkbook. And then I'm going to go back to my hotel and start making, with full access to all my money, I'm going to start making some bank transfers, then I'm going to start writing some checks. I'm going to write the four checks you just mentioned. One check for the Chinese people, one check for the government for $25 trillion, one check for Xi Jinping and his wife for $100 billion, and one more check, or right now, that's for Florida, right now, for government officials to split. So that's four separate checks I'd be writing the Chinese government, and I would be sending them to the governmental office in Beijing, right? All right, now, before I leave, all right, now, that's for what I'm glad people in China know, so... That clown-ass woman in Britain, that racist-ass woman in Britain, being mad, right? You know, trying to block me from going to the bank, right? Or trying to steal, being racist about money that's not hers. See, I'm tired of that. What did the Chinese people say? It has nothing to do with them being Asian like me. The Lord Jesus calls that. I thank the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord Jesus. What Chinese people again say, how do we tell her yes? They said, we accept. Fantastic. All right, now I'm on my way to come pay you guys. All right, and I just want my banking information. I'm going about my way. That's pretty much it, but I want to say thank you once again from the bottom of my heart. Because of Jesus, by Christ Jesus, through Jesus, I'm so grateful. All right, now that's what the United States and the assholes in it cried and whined all day long, only to be told, no, it is a fair offer, and it's my money. The Lord gave it to me. I don't hear nothing these clowns have to say. And the United States is blocked behind his own jackass blockchain, right? Pretend racist blockchain. The United States is blocked. And what I mean by that is, as far as like the offering of further stocks, extracted from the United States is blocked. And I'm going to China because they've accepted a deal on the face with my current money by Jesus' goodness to go to the bank, right? I didn't cause that. Despite stuff being stacked up against me, my race, my gender, and then pull yourself up by the bootstraps on top of it, the Holy Spirit, by Jesus' goodness, by Father God, Jehovah's greatness, pulls you up by the bootstraps in front of the entire world. After doing all manner of evil against you and putting all sorts of hurdles and barricades against you, these assholes want to be racist and still have the audacity after all that to beg. They have lost their minds. I'm not giving them anything. I hope that you guys will. Good evening. All right. Now, thank you guys so much for humbling. I just thank Jesus for that. I'm not anti-American. I'm anti-asshole. There's a difference, right? We talked about normal Americans getting a check for $125,000 apiece over the age of 18. All right. I'm so grateful. Right now, we talked about the reparations being paid of $600,000 apiece. All right. Thank you guys so much.